It's always nice to be back. It's a great place. I have many, many fond memories here. So I love coming here.
Why did you choose to come to the U of I, you know, back in the 80s?
Well, the main reason was my big brother was all Big Ten receiver here, and I was looking forward to playing with him. And unfortunately, the first time I got on turf, I fell down and tried to dive for a ball and impress the coach, and I tore my shoulder, and I missed the whole season. So I never got to play with my big brother.
But you made up for it, certainly, by becoming a Hall of Famer.
Yes, yes. I had great teammates, too. I had a really good coach who was a little bit ahead of his time with his offensive game plans and his unique style. Now it's like everybody runs what we were running back in the 80s. And you had to change it up to compete with the big boys, Michigan, Ohio State, and Iowa, because those guys played smash mouth. And, you know, the big linemen and the great running backs weren't coming here. So they were all going to those three, you know, the top schools. So he had to mix it up and change it up to put us on the map, and that's what happened.
Let's talk about this golf tournament, which is Friday morning at Lake of the Woods Golf Course in Mahomet. Why did your foundation decide to hold the event here?
Well, I was signing some autographs for a collector here, and then, you know, I was gracious enough where I wasn't asking for any money or anything like that. And then one day he said, well, what would you like? I said, you know, I always wanted to have a golf tournament. He said, let me make a call. Let me call you back. He made a few phone calls. He called a golf course. Guy reserved a date. And he said, we can make that happen. He said, it might be short notice, but we could probably make it happen. He made a few phone calls and then checked with interest of some people in the community. And they were on board, and then that's how it got going.
And I understand you'll have some other sports celebrities taking part.
Yes. We'll have Craig Swoop. We'll have Keith Taylor, some of my old teammates, Guy Tiefertiller. Keith Byers was a running back. He just went into the Hall of Fame in the college football.
And again, tell me about the charity that it benefits.
The Carl Hospital Pediatric Unit. For beds, places to stay for their families who have to stay in a hospital, you know, comfortable living arrangements while they're there.
So are you going to stick around town? I hear there's a little bit of a season opener.
Yes, yes. Weekend. They play against Wyoming at 2 o'clock on Saturday. So we have some tickets, and we're going to go tailgate for a little while, hang out with some of my alumni from the University of Illinois, and we'll walk and I'll eat up all their food, and then we'll go to the game and cheer on the Fighting Illini.
This is the second year for Brett Bielema as head coach. How do you think he's doing?
Well, they say he's doing a good job recruiting, but I'm not from Missouri, but I like that philosophy. Show me. I don't care about all the press and how great somebody's saying they're doing. I want to win. I played here. I want to watch them win. I don't think that we've been doing a good job in the last decade, football-wise, because we have the resources. We have the kids in Chicago. We have a location where we should field better teams than we've been doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 5-7, 4-8, that's unacceptable to me. So I'm not happy about how our program has been in the past, but they're saying he's doing some good job, so we'll see.